confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and really happy to be able to provide you with the kind of full spectrum of voices that we are able to bring to the airwaves, because you need to hear from people that have really taken a look at all the issues that we talk about. And earlier in the hour, you heard me, in fact, just last segment, you heard me talking to Drew McKissick about a variety of things that the American people are being gaslit on. There's no bigger issue that they are being gaslit on than what is truly happening at the border. And the fact that their top people won't even go, the fact that Joe Biden won't go to the border, the fact that Kamala Harris goes to the border, she spends like 2 minutes and then turns around and walks away. Like, there's some real problems here, because it's getting out of hand and they refuse to see it, literally. Someone who has seen it is Virginia Allen, who has written about it at The Daily Signal, where she serves as a news producer and podcast host. She's also part of the Heritage Foundation, which operates The Daily Signal. Virginia, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you. When did you go? How long were you there? And what did you see?
So I was in two sections of Arizona last week. I was down in Yuma County, which is the far western side of Arizona on the border of Mexico. And then I was also in Pinal County, which is about 70 miles from the border, and is a key section that the cartels use to smuggle drugs and people through the desert into the United States. And so spent a couple days in each location, and I think one of my major takeaways is the cartels in many ways are the big winners of the open border policies that we see right now, and nations across the world are really taking advantage of our open borders. It's fascinating how the cartels are really strategically choosing to use these policies to their advantage. So the border in Yuma, it's known for actually having a number of gaps in that sector of the border. There's about 11 gaps in that region, and the cartels are taking advantage of that. Illegal aliens are taking advantage of that. They're smuggling through, and they're doing it primarily at night. So one thing that's really important to note is the cartels control the southern border. They control who passes. So for those claiming asylum, they can't actually move forward and cross the border until the cartels give them permission to move. So right now, the cartels are pushing people through at night. I asked a number of folks while I was down there, why at night? And no one could give me a super direct answer. I spoke with Border Patrol, and my best guess is that they're using asylum seekers as cover so that cartels can, maybe a mile down the border, can smuggle drugs, can smuggle people through while Border Patrol are distracted. But this is happening constantly. There's a constant stream of people every night in Yuma County in Arizona going to the border and claiming asylum in those gaps, in those areas that are open.
But we're told, Virginia, by the administration that that's not happening, that what you're seeing isn't what you saw.
That's right. We do hear that. And, I've had my vision checked, and I'm pretty sure I'm seeing clearly what I'm seeing down there, that individuals are crossing en masse. I went in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. to the border, since that's when illegal aliens are crossing. And Jonathan Lines, he's a Yuma County District Supervisor. He was my guide down there. And he said, on average, they're getting about 2,000 people a week. And that's actually low compared to what it used to be. It used to be about 1,200 people a day. And Border Patrol, they're frustrated. I spoke to some guys, and they said, we just want to be able to do our job. We want to be able to enforce the law. And right now, they're not able to do that. So, just in the 1 hour that I was physically down there on the border in the middle of the night from about 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., I spoke with about 50 illegal aliens from 9 different countries. These are individuals from Peru, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Colombia, Georgia, China, India, Cameroon. And Border Patrol also confirmed that in another group, there was a woman from Russia. So we have nations literally from all over the world. They've gotten the message that our border is open, and they're taking advantage of it. And while Of course, we know that some of these individuals are people that are simply looking for a better life. I mean, who wouldn't want to come to America and take advantage of the opportunities in this country? But there's no doubt that among those people, those asylum seekers, there's also bad actors. There's also criminals who are taking advantage of the open border.
Yeah.
And Border Patrol, well, they don't have the resources to stop it.
We've got to have people, journalists and people running for office, that will call these people out and hold them to account. We cannot allow everyone to just sit back and pretend that it's not happening. They may want us to, but that's the recipe for death for our culture and our nation, and we just can't do it. Virginia, thank you for giving us your eyes and ears today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being on the show.
You got it. Kelsey Bowler joins me next from the Independent Women's Forum. Don't go anywhere.